This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I actually was not going to cover this story, but it has blown up to the point where I get it. I see the metaphor. I see the comparisons. I'm talking about Diddy, the rapper. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Do me a favor. If you like the show, tell just one other person. Ask them to download it. Listen to 5 minutes. Check it out. If they like it, great. If they don't, they're racist. You know, spread the word. And if you get a chance, go over to theblacksphere.net and read our articles. Little things to do that help us out. Most importantly, go to the website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, and look at the things that we do. We're about to do some really clever stuff. Amazing things. We're about to upend Hollywood. I'm finally getting ready to take the Flick Fest public. And I'm so excited about this because it's been a project that's been going on for a while. I've languished over it. I've put an exorbitant amount of money into this. And we are building a network that will, I call it mini Hollywood, mini Netflix, call it whatever you want. But how about something that is built for truth tellers, people that want to get great stories out? Some of the stories that we're going to be telling are amazing. Some of the filmmakers that we will spotlight will blow your mind. So I hope some of you will want to be investors in it. It's the minimum is $100, and we'll do our first raise here soon. And my hope is that I'm not even hoping. I know this is where things are going. God just put everybody in place over the last few days to make this thing happen. And I'm excited. And the Backstage Club folks and all the people that are members, you know, that are doing things with me, I promise you, I'm going to make your contributions spotlighted. I'm going to do more for you than anybody else that's done. So the Alberts and the Anns and many others that have helped and contributed in ways that I can't even tell you how much you've helped me, and it warms my heart. I'm going to make sure you guys get hooked up. So appreciate everybody's efforts, everything that you're doing. Again, go to the website, Backstage Club and all that. Check it out. Get signed up. Become a recurring donor, one of my 500 warriors. And big things are on their way. And it's because you guys helped me survive to this point. I want to go back to this Diddy thing because Diddy is a perfect metaphor for the left. Yep, he's the black Epstein. And he's in a heap of trouble. And Democrats are now making sure he knows his place, just like they did with Epstein. Now, when I first heard about his problems, I didn't even know about it. I didn't know the rumor. I don't follow that culture. My son was kind of like, yeah, Dad, he's kind of known for being, you know, a bit of a playboy and blah, blah, blah. That's why J-Lo left him and all this. He's giving me the rundown. But I'm like, well, do you know he's up for sex trafficking and all that? He's like, yeah, kind of, but didn't know the details. I asked Melissa. She's like, no. So then she finds, you know, she's a research fiend. So she finds all this stuff. She's like, oh, my gosh, this is pretty big. Well, then I decided to read up on it. And I thought initially, I go, this dude, he's no Jeffrey Epstein. He's going to find out. It turns out he is. He's a black Jeffrey Epstein. Too bad he's not a Biden. Then, you know, then he would be able to get out of it. But he's an Epstein. His daddy is not the former VP, now the shoehorned in president. So, old Diddy caught a case. Sandra Avent, she tweeted this. She said, Diddy was allegedly running a honeypot blackmail operation just like Epstein. And guess who was giving legitimacy to his operation? Prince Harry, yet again involved with some sort of a sex deal. The lawsuit alleges that Combs had recordings of celebrities, music label executives, politicians, and athletes, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to I want to spend this time to tell you about this guy. I'm thinking, okay, he's a typical, you know, rap guy. He grew up a little hard, whatever, doing stupid stuff. But he became a billionaire, and NPR did a thing on him. They chronicled his life. I'm not going to chronicle when he started and all that stuff. I'm going to chronicle some of the things that he was doing, and you're going to scratch your head and go, you've got to be kidding me. This guy got, just so you know, he got a BET award, and he got the key to the city of New York City. When I tell you everything this guy did, you're going to scratch your head and go, who in the heck would honor this guy with those things? And by the way, this wasn't like he got it at the beginning. He got this when people knew what he was about. That's what's so shocking. This guy is a menace. Everybody knew. He is Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Hunter Biden, rolled into one. And the protection racket, he did it exactly. They called him the Great Gatsby. This is a guy that would throw, they called him all white parties, where you wear all white, because needless to say, he couldn't even go to his own party if it was an all-white party. But he would throw all-white parties in the Hamptons. And people clamored to get to go to those parties. They knew who he was. This is a man who had repeated allegations of sexual assault. And he didn't do it smooth like Epstein, where he said, come over and rub my feet. This guy just flatly, if you went to his house, he just said, you're mine, I'll do whatever I want, my boys want you, everybody gets you, and that's it. And that's just what we know. I'm telling you, this, whew, I was blown away. And it's an article at NPR. We got it up on our blog, and I took pieces of it out because I thought they were extraneous. But the things that mattered, when you see what he was doing, and there's no way, if you're in that circle, there's no way you don't know it. It's like with Weinstein. There's no way you don't know what Weinstein was doing. If you're in Jeffrey Epstein circles, you know exactly what he was about. There's no way you don't. And even knowing this, they hung around it. Back in 2020, he made it clear he was a Biden supporter.
White men like Trump need to be banished. That way of thinking is real dangerous. Mm-hmm. When you look at it, we don't have no choice. You know what I'm saying? You can say what you want about Biden. I can't say I love the pick either. But hey, we got to get him in office. Mm-hmm. And then we got to hold him accountable.
We'll be back, folks. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verb Spray Vitamins. Verb Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verb Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit verbsprayvitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Jones lived and traveled with Diddy for 13 months. The complaint states, Mr. Jones was sexually harassed and assaulted by Mr. Combs. It also states, Mr. Combs required Mr. Jones to solicit sex workers. The complaint goes on to claim, Diddy has hidden cameras in every room of his homes, and that there are recordings of celebrities, music label executives, politicians, and athletes in compromising positions.
The number of celebrities who come up in this lawsuit, who according to this plaintiff were involved in or have information about some of this really salacious and allegedly criminal conduct on the part of Sean Combs.
The lawsuit refers to Diddy's chief of staff as Ghislaine Maxwell, who was found guilty of recruiting underage girls for Jeffrey Epstein.
Seen these cases before with high-powered, affluent individuals, but again, at this point, these are allegations, and perhaps we will see this matter move from civil to criminal.
Earlier this year, Diddy's former longtime romantic partner, Cassie Ventura, accused him of rape, sex trafficking, and physical abuse. After Diddy settled that case, other women filed similar lawsuits. Diddy posted his Enough is Enough statement on Instagram.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Diddy was a menace. That's the only way to describe him. This is a guy who got too much power too quickly, came from a culture that was just debaucherous. And there's a saying, whatever your problems are when you don't have money, just get amplified to the hilt when you get it. And that's the problem with these rappers and these people setting the culture that our kids are now experiencing. I'm just telling you, you don't know your kids until you really explore what their influences are and who their musical influences are. These kids they think everything comes easy. The stuff that they do, the way girls treat themselves, the way boys think about girls, it's insane. And you're getting a glimpse of it. And it is a perfect microcosm of leftism, what's happening right now with this guy Diddy. He is Epstein, I would say on steroids, but it's not. Epstein did identically what he did. He took a page from Epstein, and he probably just, hip-hopped it a bit. Filming people in every bedroom in his house. I mean, the dirt he had on folks, it had to be tremendous. What do you think brought down Epstein? He got dirt on somebody, and it got a little too close to the elites. Icarus flew a little too close to the sun. Again, Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Let me give you a few examples from NPR. They have an entire timeline of when he got started, when he was just Sean Puffy Combs, and then he was Puff, then he was Puff Daddy, then he was P. Diddy. I mean, all this stuff, changing his name probably to change, like, I don't know whether he was changing, trying to get people not to be able to keep up with him. Here's what they say, 1990 to 91. According to a November 23rd lawsuit, Combs and the R&B singer Aaron Hall allegedly sexually assault an unnamed victim and a friend after a music industry event, then beat her several days later when confronted. This is the guy that people want to hang around. This is the guy that they want to be at his parties. I'll get to that in just a bit. Here's another one from 91. According to another November 2023 lawsuit, Combs allegedly drugs, sexually assaults, and videotapes 19-year-old Joy Dickerson after going on a date with him. Yeah, apparently Puff swings both ways. I saw an article that said, no, it wasn't an article. It was a woman who said he's intentionally been giving people AIDS. This, I remind you, is the Democrat that loves Joe Biden, says Trump is a menace, and that every one of these Democrats wants to be around. And you wonder how you get legislation in California that says giving people AIDS is not a criminal offense. It's not even something that, it's not even a big deal. Gavin Newsom passed that law. Is that the Puff Daddy law? Is that the Diddy law? Diddy? More like diddly. He diddlyed him. What was the word we were looking for? Unbelievable. Okay, let's fast forward. 1996. Combs found guilty of criminal mischief for threatening a photographer from the New York Post with a gun. Think he would have shot him? I don't know. But what's funny, every time I started looking at these cases, I think to myself, okay, was he legal to have a gun? Because look at all the things he's been accused of. I don't know what he was convicted of, but he's been accused of a lot. Was he even legal to have a gun? But let's say that he was. Let's fast forward to 1998. Combs starts throwing his annual Hamptons all-white parties that come to be known as so lavish and exclusive, he earns the rep of being a modern-day Gatsby. Guests range from music industry execs and artists to actors, real estate moguls, and sports team owners. So he now understands that in order to protect yourself, you've got to really be out there. This is where I look at these people that throw these big events. You know, and I'm not mad at them. I think that I understand that you got to market. I have a tough time doing it. I grew up poor. So when you tell me we're going to spend $1 million on a party, you know, some big summit, I'm like, what? Couldn't we do something better with that money? But I do understand you need to do that. But most people do it like Diddy, because they're doing it to say, I'm going to make sure that when you're going to want to protect me so you can be on the list. And many of us would succumb to it. Don't make a mistake about it. I know conservatives who would be like, man, I would love to go to a Diddy party. Not a Petey party, a Diddy party. April 16, 1999. Combs is arrested and charged with two felonies, second degree assault and criminal mischief, in the beating of record executive Steve Stout, who says Combs and two bodyguards beat him with their fist, a telephone, a champagne bottle, a champagne bottle, and a chair. What were they toasting? Whooping his butt? When Combs publicly apologizes, Stout asks for the charges to be dismissed. That's how you get privilege. Combs reportedly paid him $500,000. The assault charge is dropped. He pled guilty to the lesser charge of harassment, and he is, get this, sentenced to 1 day of anger management classes. See, now he's starting to sound like a Biden. We'll be right back. Keep it in.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse was reportedly carrying hazardous materials. Dave Collins with more.
On Wednesday, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board said the ship was hauling nearly 60 containers filled with hazardous materials, including corrosives and flammables, and that some of the containers were breached, creating a sheen on the water. He said a full investigation into the matter could take 1 to 2 years, and that a preliminary report should be released in 2 to 4 weeks.
There still remain many people missing in the wake of that concert hall terror attack in Russia last week. So far, the Kremlin's confirmed a death toll of 143 in Friday's ISIS-K assault. However, there are still as many as 100 people missing and unaccounted for. Russia's investigative committee published a list of names identifying those who are confirmed dead. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We are profiling Diddy, known as Sean Combs in his given name, his slave name. He was Puff Puffy, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Diddy. And now, I don't know, Diddy. He may want to change his name to Diddy. I don't know what's next. But we're profiling him as a corollary to the Democratic Party, to leftism. This is a guy who says, we got to stop that crazy Donald Trump.
White men like Trump need to be banished. That way of thinking is real dangerous. Mm-hmm. When you look at it, we don't have no choice. You know what I'm saying? You can say what you want about Biden. I can't say I love the pick either, but hey, we got to get him in office, mm-hmm. and then we got to hold him accountable.
White men like Trump. Let's see. Donald Trump, who goes to Wharton, gets his degree, gets a loan from his dad, builds a multi-billion dollar company. You may not like how he did it. My brother, he's technically one of my best friends, but he's like a brother to me. When I say that, I mean it. But the long and the short of it is he says, well, Donald Trump would buy companies, and these companies were profitable. And he would buy them, and then they would lose money. And I go, okay, so he was buying companies, losing money. In other words, you're trying to imply that he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know how to run businesses. Yeah, that's just, it's silly. This is one of my only friends, truly. He is so close to me, I can't even describe. He's like a brother. And he's my only truly leftist friend. Now, he's leftist in terms of how he feels about politics. He's an inbred Democrat, you know, just born and bred because that's what his daddy was. He doesn't understand it. In no other way is he a Democrat. But he will not say anything good about Trump or the Republican Party. Just won't go there. But the salt of the earth, he's a rare dude in that respect. But anyway, we're talking about this, and Trump, this is a bad guy compared to a dude who, I'm going to give you the litany because we're recapping what Diddy did. And for those of you who may not have heard in the previous segment, but this is a guy who's been accused. He's been accused of drugging a girl and raping her after an event and nothing happens. I mean, multiple cases of sexual assault. And we haven't even gotten to the meat of it. I promise you, I'm about to blow your mind with some other stuff. He is Jeffrey Epstein, Harvey Weinstein, and Hunter Biden all rolled into one. And the Democrats, they finally did it. When I first started researching this story, I thought, well, did he just start doing this and he got caught? No, folks, this is decades. They've known about this since the early 1990s, mid-1990s. It's unbelievable. Let's pick it up. December 27, 1999, Combs, along with his then-girlfriend Jennifer Lopez and rapper Shine, are arrested in relation to a shooting at Club New York. Combs is charged with weapons violations, but is ultimately acquitted. Now, I don't know what happened. I didn't follow the case. I didn't do the research. But here's what I bet happened. He threatened to shoot somebody or did shoot at somebody or whatever. That's the gun charge. He's a felon, so he can't have a gun. So somebody with him said, I'll take the gun charge. You just pay me off. And he paid him off. Now, J-Lo was with him. I remember the time frame pretty well because he was a big deal. Jenny from around the block. And so they were together, a couple. She finally got smart and left him. I don't know when, but there came a point in her career where she was like, I don't want any part of this. And she left. But that was December of 1999. Now, as we talk about these things that he's involved in, I want you to understand, this isn't a guy that's resting on his laurels. In between time, he's still doing stuff. And I want you to understand the number of people who were probably hurt by him because they wanted to be in his, hit his radar screen, to be in his universe. Young girls, and apparently young boys, willing to do whatever this guy wanted. This is what Jeffrey Epstein did. He got people to go find him, folks. They all wanted to be involved in that celebrity. That's why I tell you, you got to be careful. Don't let your kids idolize the wrong people. I did a thing on this the other day. My idol is my great-grandfather. My idol is my grandmother who raised me and my grandfather in their own little ways. Those are my idols. My idol is my big brother who was the first one to graduate from college, who inspired me to get an electrical engineering degree. Those were my idols. Do I idolize the prowess of Bo Jackson, who I happen to know? Absolutely. The dude was a stud, but I was a stud. I was a pretty good athlete myself. So there's that. And I idolize boxers and thinkers for the things that they do. But I don't put any of them above that sharecropper great-grandfather of mine who told me, if a woman offers you a mitt, take it. And your woman is going to do what you do. So be aware of that. If you want to test your own character, understand whatever you do, your woman will do, whether she does it in front of your face or behind your back. Don't think you're getting away with anything. Those are the two pieces of advice I won't forget if I get Alzheimer's, especially one about the mint. So Diddy's a bad man, but he's got the nerve to tell you Donald Trump's a bad guy. Donald Trump, let me tell you something. Trump may not be the businessman you like, and you may not like his choice of women or that he's divorced or whatever, but you are not going to see anything close to with Donald Trump with what you're seeing here. Look, E. Jean Carroll says Donald Trump raped her. I don't know. There's not any legitimate woman out there who can claim that Donald Trump raped her, sexually assaulted her. Not one legitimate. E. Jean Carroll is a kook. She is a political kook. I guarantee you there are dozens of women who will stand up and say, I was sexually assaulted by Diddy. I'm going to give you some of them. I already gave you a couple of them. This guy, wow, is all I can tell you. Here's the next story that we have about him. In a lawsuit, local TV host Roger Mills sues Combs, accusing him of assault, false imprisonment, destruction of property, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and a civil conspiracy in an exchange where Combs' entourage roughed him up and destroyed his camera. Quote, as we have yet to be served with this complaint, we are unable to comment on specific allegations. This is what a spokesperson for him said. However, any claims that Mr. Combs participated in any wrongdoing is totally false. Furthermore, facilitating the press with this baseless complaint is a blatant attempt to exploit Mr. Combs' celebrity for media attention. And a jury found in favor of him in 2004. That was from 2001. So he used his celebrity as the get out of jail free card. They're all just after me because I have money. Oh, this happened to me because I have money. And there is a lot of that. There's no question about that. See, that's where leftism is really strange because, yes, these people are after them because they have money. But then again, they have a reason to be after them because these people with money do the craziest things. I'll tell you guys an inside baseball story. So one of my very wealthy buddies, he says, let me just say, this is a guy that's a Christian, but he's been, he knows the inner circle. And he goes, you get around some of these, he's telling me this, he says, Kevin, you get around some of these super wealthy people, they have no limitations. When people throw things at you the way that they do in the circles that we walk in, you get a false sense of security. It's like, I can do whatever. He goes, I'm telling you, that's the danger of being highly successful. You have to be able to balance it with something. You have to have a moral or ethical core because it can spiral out of control. And he goes on to tell me the crazy things that some of the people that he knows, I'm never going to reveal these names, by the way, but some of the crazy things of people that he knows, what they're into, whether it's sexually or, whatever. And he goes, it's crazy what these people want. They don't want ordinary things. They can get ordinary any day they want it. So they push the envelope. And you get this guy that's got a psychosis, like Sean Combs here, and you get a dangerous dude. 2003, according to a December 2003 lawsuit, Combs, his former Bad Boy Records president, Harvey Pierre, and a third unidentified man allegedly gang raped an unnamed 17-year-old victim at a Manhattan recording studio. They don't elaborate. They just give you that as a detail. Let me ask you, do you think it didn't happen? I mean, what hush money was given to this person? This is, again, Jeffrey Epstein on steroids. Epstein, I follow him quite substantially. And I'm telling you, he was a choir boy compared to Sean Combs, to Diddy. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We are talking about Diddy, Sean Combs, metaphor for the Democrats, a perfect Democrat. This is a guy that has been involved in politics. He's trying to rock the vote. He doesn't think Trump is a good guy. He says, you know, we don't have to like Biden, but we can't let this other guy in because he's a menace. And this is a guy who exemplifies leftism to the finest, which means it's evil. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to tell you about something that's not evil. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it may apply to some of you. One of the people that supports our program is RX Help Centers. You can go to our website and check them out. And here's the people it applies to. If you are getting medicines every month, multiple medicines, one or two, diabetes, whatever, and you pay more than $60 these guys can save you money. Now, if you're paying $70, it can save you $10. It may not be worth it. If it's $100 and saves you $40, it probably is worth it, right? Why wouldn't you want to have that $500 a year back? So, flat fee, these guys will take all your meds, put them all together, negotiate with the people to get them sent directly to you, etc. One flat fee, $60. It's that simple. So, my father-in-law did it. When he first got started, his meds were $210 a month. So he was like, oh, I can save $150. Yep. Then they went to $700. And he was like, I can save $640. Yep. So he was in it until the day he died. I have staffers who are using this program. So when I tell you, this isn't some little card you take to, you know, GoodRx or whatever, and you go to this thing. This is, I'm getting these things already from somebody else. You contact RX through our site. They will take care of it for you. Your meds will start to arrive, and you'll be saving money. We use it. My wife takes a medication that she has to take. It would be $200 a month every month, but we pay $60 because we use the same service. So I don't tell you anything that I don't use. So I would hope you check it out. Please do. And if you are into your health, also check out Verve Spray Vitamins. VerveSprayVitamins.com. If you put in the code ACTION, you get a discount. Best vitamins on the market. Spray them in your mouth, 90% absorption. Quick boost if you want energy. Melatonin if you want to sleep. It's all the others. You can get on a recurring cycle where they send them to you automatically. They have a daily that they're currently sold out of because it's so popular. And then they have the others that give you the various energy boosts and what have you that I mentioned before. So go to VerveSprayVitamins.com, mention the code ACTION, and you'll get the deepest discount you can get on that product anywhere, less expensive than your regular vitamins. Let me move back to Sean Puffy Combs and the Democrats' big nightmare, because he showcases leftism, as I said, at its finest. We're up to 2005. Combs and singer Ventura, I think this is a girlfriend that ends up breaking up with him, they meet for the first time, and he expresses interest in wanting to sign her to his label. She's 19 years old at the time in 2005, and he was 37 years old in 2005. So February of 2006, she signs a 10-album deal with Bad Boy Entertainment. He at least tells you who he is with his company name, doesn't he? And they release a single. She said in a lawsuit filed in November of last year that was when the vicious cycle of abuse began. Years of physical, psychological, and emotional abuse, forced her to take drugs, she said, to take illegal drugs like cocaine, ketamine, and ecstasy. Then he filmed her as he forced her to participate in sex with male sex workers in multiple cities for his own voyeuristic pleasure in a practice he called freak-offs. And then he beat her on many occasions in retaliation for talking to other men, often with witnesses present. But this is a guy who says Trump is a bad man. October 2007, he becomes the marketing ambassador and stakeholder in Ciroc Vodka. I'm just letting you know, they know how bad this guy is, and yet they want him to be part of their company. This is Ciroc Vodka. March of 2007, in a lawsuit, Gerard Reckner alleges that Combs punched him, pushed his girlfriend, then tried to spit on another woman outside of Teddy's nightclub at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel. May 11th of the same year, in a complaint to police, Combs' Making the Band co-star, Lorianne Gibson, alleges that he threatened her with a chair. He's pretty good with those chairs. While New Edition's Michael Bevins held her in place. Combs' attorney claims Gibson overreacted to theatrics performed for the cameras. They said, other sources said, he yelled for the cameras to be turned off. Yep. You think he got any better? In 2010, this is alleged from a November 2023 lawsuit. Ventura claimed that all aspects of her life were controlled either by Combs or his management companies. And she says, For instance, when she began experiencing memory loss, potentially due to the excessive drug use and head injuries caused by Combs' beatings, as described below, her MRI results were provided directly to Mr. Combs. Combs also repeatedly arranged for his staff to drive her to certain doctor's appointments. He exerted ownership over her. February of 2012, she alleges that he was going to blow up the car of a rapper named Kid Cudi, who Ventura was dating at the time, and that he wanted to ensure that Kid Cudi was home with his friends when it happened. And around that time, Kid Cudi's car exploded in his driveway. Yeah, whoo, that Donald Trump is a bad man. We don't want him elected. This is a thug, a class one thug, who is telling you vote Biden because he's the law and order guy. He's the guy that's going to get it right. He's the guy we can't do without. Yeah, I'm convinced, Diddy. Unbelievable, folks. Kid Cudi corroborated the account. He said that's exactly how it happened. September of 2018, after multiple attempts to sever ties with Combs, Ventura said she met with him to have dinner and believed it was a talk of concluding her bad boy contract and have a discussion about her concluding their relationship for good. But after dinner, Ventura alleged he forced himself into her apartment, forcibly raped her. She says soon thereafter, she took steps to completely separate herself from her abuser, including leaving the home that he paid for and returning the car that he purchased for me. Those are her quotes. June 26th of 2022, he gets a Lifetime Achievement Award from BET and performs a medley of hits with his special guest stars at the ceremony. This guy's being honored. And folks, they know all about him. Forbes reports on October 28th of that year that Combs is a certified billionaire thanks to his deal with Diageo, Revolt TV, and Music Business Ventures. He enters the world a billionaire. 2023 to 2024, in a February 24 lawsuit, producer Rodney Lil Rod Jones, a former producer of Combs who worked with him on his latest release, alleges that the music mogul groped him repeatedly and during the duration of making the album forced him to solicit sex workers and take illegal drugs and more. See, folks, this is not one person saying this. This is multiple people. Now, I want you to equate this to the Biden family, for example. Hunter Biden and all the things swirling around that family. And who's covering it up? You cover it up for one of two things, money or power. And God forbid you have them both. In his industry, Diddy had them both, money and power. He could make or break young artists. And so many of them are wanting to be made that they're willing to be broken. September 15th of 2023, Combs receives the key to the city from New York Mayor Eric Adams. Unbelievable. This man was idolized by many leftists who attended his all-white parties without complaint. Now those same people who watched and encouraged his bad boy image are just going to move along with their lives. They bask in the glow of a rapist, and much worse. How many lives, I asked this earlier, did this man wreck? Dozens? Hundreds? Leftists lined up to work with him, to party with him, to befriend him. I don't know about you, I wouldn't have kept him as a friend. Compared to the real power brokers who allow him to exist, this guy's a little fish. Somebody plucked him from the aquarium and made sushi out of him. But more like him exists. But just ask yourself, who's above him that says his time is over? His time is up. Let's do away with it. Just like Epstein.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.